Joining us this morning is Dave Chase. He's the president of the Nishna Valley Trails Incorporated Group, and some good news coming out of the Nishna Valley Trails Group. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thanks so much for your time. Yeah, some good news. You know, it's a slow and it's a long process, but we're getting there as far as getting that T-Bone Trail finished up and connected.
Yes, we are. We were fortunate to receive word this the past few days from the Iowa Resources Council that we were awarded a $95,000 grant for our trail project here in Atlantic.
$95,000, that's a lot of money to most of us, but it's still not enough to get done what we want to accomplish.
No, and the limit that you could apply for was $100,000 for cities of our size, so we were limited there, but we are pursuing other grant applications at this time and also are going to have some fundraising activities going on here in the near future.
So where does this get us now? Is there a pot that we're putting this money into or we're setting these funds aside for until we get to the magic number?
Yes. These funds that are being applied for now go to what we're calling the Troublesome Creek Connector Trail. Nishna Valley Trails is contributing upwards to $100,000 toward this project. We're also making, like I say, other grant applications. The Atlantic Rotary Club has voted, the board has voted to have the raffle auction raffle proceeds go to Nishna Valley Trails for this project. So this is all going to be segregated for this project.
Yeah, it's been a long time in coming and getting us to this point. It's hard to look at the crystal ball and say this is when we're going to get started because you hate to get too much going until you know you have the money in pocket to be able to pay for everything. But do you have a general idea or a target date when you think you might be able to get to a good spot?
Yeah, well, our goal is to have this have construction started in the late summer of 2015, next year, and completed by the end of fall. So we're going to raise the money during this period of time. The project has already been engineered, so that cost has already been incurred and paid for. So it's really building the fund for construction now.
Dave, I know outsiders probably looking at this saying, well, why is this taking so long? Other places seem to get their trails put together relatively quickly. Of course, that's, when you're looking from the outside, everything seems quick.
Yeah,
but the bridge is a large part of this, isn't it?
Yes, the bridge is approximately half of the $550,000 cost of this project. The bridge is 162 feet long, crosses Troublesome Creek, single-span pedestrian bridge, and those things are expensive. But it will also be in a very pristine and heavily wooded area, which will be a big centerpiece of this whole project. The funds are the key. There's a lot of other roadblocks. You have to get easements. You have to get permits. You have to go through the engineering process. This all takes time, and you need cooperation of a lot of people and a lot of agencies to get a project like this done, and it's coming together now.
Well, this Resource Enhancement and Protection Fund grant is obviously a nice catch, but there are more things to do. There are more grants to apply for, right?
That's correct. I'm working on one now to be submitted to the Iowa West Foundation, which is based out of Council Bluffs in Omaha, there's other ones in our list of foundations and funds, and the local communities going to be asked to contribute as well.
Mm-hmm. Is everything pretty well finished as far as the planning stages and things go, Dave? I know there's some maps and things out there that kind of show the proposed routes and everything. Is that, I hate to say cut in stone, because you don't ever want to go there yet till it's all finished, but, you know, before the ribbon's cut, do we know for sure where everything's going?
Yes. We were fortunate to get a grant to fund the engineering process, and the engineering was done by our local Atlantic firm of Snyder & Associates, so all of the details have been hammered out, put in place. Like I said, there's permits. Iowa Corps or the Army Corps of Engineers had to be dealt with. People like that, the agencies like that, all of those are in place. A couple of easements were necessary from private landowners to let us do the project, and those have been obtained and are filed. So Everything is done in the nuts and bolts now. It's just paying for it and building the doggone thing.
Oh, that's all.
Yeah, that's all.
Paying for it and building it.
Yeah.
What gauges the public's response to all of this? It seems like the trails have been pretty well used, the ones that we have now.
Yeah, the Shilver Quarry recreation area has seen a rapid uptick in the usage of the trails in that area, and that's one of the benefits here because we're going to connect two existing trail systems. There's also the trail system over at the Atlantic Municipal Utilities wellhead site that will be connected to this trail, and people are using that as well. Trail usage around the area and the state has just blossomed in the recent years.
Well, and it's a lot more fun to be able to go somewhere instead of just around circles.
Yeah, that's right, and that's another benefit of this. It'll make a nice loop, a trail of approximately 6 miles within the city limits of Atlantic, which will be an enhancement to our community as well.
Well, and I know so many people have made comment about, you know, I'd love to use some of those trails, but I just hate the fact that I pretty much have to get my bike out and toss it in the back of the pickup or tear it down and put it in the back seat of the car to get it someplace to unload it, put it back together, and then do my riding.
Yeah, and one of the things that you see developing here in Atlantic, like other communities our size now, is our bike lanes and ways to get to these destination sites like Shilver Quarry, so you don't have to throw your bike in the car and haul it. You can actually get on your bike and ride it there or walk in a safe path.
Yeah, sometimes I think there's a common perception among non-riders that bicyclists love to be on the road and love to slow down traffic and things. Quite frankly, bicyclists don't really want to be on the road any more than you do, and you know, you're bigger, so they would rather be someplace where they know they're going to be safe and have some fun.
Yeah, generally when you see bicyclists on the road, it's to get from point A to point B into a safer riding situation. I've done a lot of bicycling, as I know you have, and riding on the road is dangerous. We all know that.
Yeah, and the older we get, the less we kind of like it.
So, yes.
Kind of the way it is.
Absolutely.
Well, and it's also, you know, what are you going to see from the regular roadways as compared to what you're going to see from the trails? You see a whole different part of your backyard when you ride on some of these trails.
Nature preservation and appreciation is a big part of the benefits of trails, as well as the economic development aspects and the health aspects and all of these other things. But getting out in nature and enjoying it in a quiet environment is really beneficial to a person's spirit.
Yeah, their peace of mind and well-being, you betcha. Well, I know you talked about some of the other groups, organizations and things, the Rotary and some of the other folks that are stepping up. You've had quite a bit of cooperation locally with this project, haven't you?
Yes, we have. This Atlantic City Council gave its blessing to the REAP application that we filed and the previous enhancement grant for the engineering. The County Board of Supervisors is on board and very cooperative, as well as the Conservation Board. And Roger Herring in the Atlantic Park and Recreation Department has been very cooperative, and we're working together on these things.
You bet. Well, is there anything in the meantime that folks just in general can do to help support?
Well, they can keep their eye and ears on the media because we'll be embarking on several fundraising and efforts in the near future to try to get the community involved and further informed. So we'll be making presentations to service clubs and the like. But just keep your eye and ear tuned to the local media, and you'll have your opportunity to participate.
Well, I suppose when you're in the off-season, the winter season, you don't get a lot of bike riding. It's probably tougher to keep people focused on some of those things as being important.
Well, with trying to raise the type of funds that we're raising now, it's going to be very important that this can be kept in front of the public and let people know what's going on, where we are in the project, and the benefits of it.
Excellent. Well, folks would like to make any donations now. Dave, how would they go about doing that?
Well, they can make their contribution to Mission Valley Trails, Inc., which is going to be administering the funds and overseeing the project, and can be sent to our address at Box 496 in Atlantic, or they can contact me And my cell number is 712-249-3059, and I'm always willing to visit with folks about these things.
Excellent. Well, we're getting to the end of the year, and folks sometimes start looking for maybe that extra tax deduction that they can take. Will they get that through Nishna Valley Trails?
They will get that tax deduction. Nishna Valley Trails is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization, and contributions like this are fully tax-deductible. If you want to get one in before the end of the year, we'll get you the necessary information to allow you to deduct it on your tax return.
Great. Help yourself twice. Help yourself stay a little bit healthy once we get this all put together, and help yourself save a couple of bucks in the process.
Yep, and invest in your community.
Absolutely. Dave Chase, thanks so much. Good luck.
You're